place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link. And then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Welcome to San Diego Mission Academy. Are you getting an echo from me?
Not here.
Okay, good. We're
not here.
All right. The meeting. This meeting is held.
Choose that phone number or email address to call 1657.
Okay. Please put your phones on mute. All right. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comment to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. So we're going to open the meeting and we'll call it to order and do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy? Okay. John Dortch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we do have a quorum and we're waiting for Mike Malloy to get on. So we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let me get on the phone.
Okay. We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and Barbara, will you do that, and everyone else put their phone on mute?
Absolutely. Place your right hand on your heart and repeat with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Barbara. That was beautiful. So now we're going to go into staff introductions. Ms. Blum, you're up first.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford and board members. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
All right, welcome. Jerry Vincent.
Good morning, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Okay, Mike.
Good morning, Lindsay Reed, Area Superintendent. Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead, Carol.
That's okay, hold on. Mike Malloy, for some reason, you're on the phone with us and you don't know it. So could you put it on mute and just stay with us, please? All right?
Okay, I'll put it on mute right now.
All right, thank you. All right, now, welcome, Lindsay. Anybody after Lindsay? I'm sorry about that.
I'm here as well, Jenna, Unit Principal.
Welcome, both of you.
And good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counselor.
Yes, good morning, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel, and we also have Adam Miller here with us, my colleague.
Welcome to both of you, and any advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
Hi, Michelle. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right, so welcome to everyone. So now we're on 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. If there are no questions from the board members, can I get a motion and a second to vote on 1E.
John Michael, I make
all right, we're going to go John Dortch moved and Mike Malloy second, okay? So we're going to
That's
vote.
Fine.
Good. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so 1E has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1F. Approve agenda for the August 4th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're going to go to public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed six minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. If there's anyone on the public right now who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment, please feel free to do so. And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams here from Charter Affairs to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you so much. So now we're on three, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, President Stanford. Appreciate the opportunity. I have no further comments. Back to you.
All right, and Jerry Vincent.
Yes, thank you all for an efficient meeting.
All right, and board members? This is Board President Stanford. Thank you all for your efficiency. And we're going to get this whole thing down with the computers, so no problem with that. So we're going to go into closing items. Next regular board meeting is September the 6th, 2. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Willebrand.
Michael, I make the motion.
All right, Barbara Willebrand has motion. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are now adjourned, and I want to thank you all for participating in this meeting, and I will see you next month. Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone.